Good morning, Johto. My name is Lane here at the Goldenrod Radio Tower here on this wonderful March 11th to bring you Good Morning Johto. If you would like to find more of us, you can on Twitter at Good Morning GM Johto at, oh my gosh, at GM Johto. If you want to send us an email, you can at goodmorningjohto at gmail.com. If you would like to join our Discord, that's free within the show notes, you can. If you would like to support the show, you can on Patreon for as low as $1, like our interns, Rachel, Nick, Kyle, Jamal, and Green Tea, our board operators, Pauly D and Mikey A, and our senior producer, Jesse L. Thank you so much to you wonderful trainers, and we'll talk about in a minute what that money goes to. We're in the middle of March, so if you would like to join our Discord, we have our birthday club for free signups that you can... What am I going to say with the birthday club? That means at the end of the month, we'll be taking someone's name from the March birthdays and giving them a free bag of Good Morning Johto Java Bling coffee. We're going to go ahead and just hop right into Pokemon Go news. It was a weekend. I took Friday off. We flew from the Goldenrod City Airport to Lexington, Kentucky for Lexington Comic Con. I met some wonderful people. I didn't go out and play Pokemon Go with the trainers there locally, but I played a lot, like trying to get my captain's hat, Pikachu, and everything. But it was certainly a fun time meeting some wonderful voice actors and different people, trying to get some future guests of GMJ. But of course, as it does every single time, whenever we take a small smidgen of a break, they give us a mountain of news. You want to know where your Patreon money goes to this year? This year and last year, last year, I'm going to tell you a little bit of a tidbit of information of personal life of the host of GMJ. I saved everything last year because I'm like, you know what? I want to save it all for one big thing, and that's going to be this year. Last year, I kind of scraped all my pennies together and everything. But this year, we've been saving up. This is true. I don't know if I should be sharing this. I've never used any of the Patreon money for the show. No one here at the Good Morning Johto Radio Studios, no one at Goldenrod, we've not touched it yet. I've been saving it up for this year because I just didn't know where it was going to be. But they did announce all the locations, and we'll be sending all of our money for our show. We'll be going to, surprisingly, back to New York City. And I want these people to know, this was a real conversation last year I had with Jamal from the Wayspotters. It was a conversation I had with him. I said, hey, can't wait to see you guys next year. I really hope we never come back to New York City. I'm just not a fan. But as soon as I say I'm not going, they pull me right back in. So I got to get my hotel. I need to book everything. I still haven't done that. Hopefully it doesn't bite me in the keister. But they are going back July 4th weekend. This is July 5th through 7th. We are going to be at New York City Go Fest. Once we get it booked and everything, I'll let you know, but we do plan on going there. The other cities were Sendai, Japan, May 30th through the 2nd, and Madrid, Spain, 14th through the 16th. And we'll talk a little more about the Global Go Fest as well. Global Go Fest is the 13th and the 14th. This year, it's going to be around Marshadow. And Klefki, the key ring Pokemon, will appear at GoFest at the bigger locations. This one is region locked to France. The Rotom picture this year is going to be Rotom Heat and costumes of Eevee and Pikachu in different crowns. We'll talk about all that when we get a little closer. I do want to bring up there's something I did not get pulled up yet. Talk a little bit about Global Go Fest. Shiny Jengmo will be a debut. Oh my gosh, I didn't see what the shiny looked like. Oh, that's really cool. Going through Inkay, Shiny, Axew, Shiny will be really cool. Dedenne, Jengmo, Tyrant, Shiny, Helioptile, those are really cool. I'm trying to go through Emolga, Shiny. Is that new? Actually, there was a debut. I need to see. So in one, Maractus, that was one that's region locked to the more like Central America regions, some southern parts of the U.S. Same with Corsola, but we've had Corsola before. Rockruff, Vullaby, Special 7Ks. Did I not have the special area of everything together? But Carbink will be in the wild. Hopefully we get that shiny eventually. Morlul, Fantop. There's some really cool stuff. GoFest... Go Tour is the appetizer to Go Fest. I am really, really pumped. Well, once we get everything officially booked and everything, which should be here soon, I'm really... Tonight I plan on sitting down, actually, since I've been at the Comic-Con all weekend in Lexington, to actually sit down and get everything booked together. For actual this week news, the Pokemon Horizon event is coming to an end. I did not get my Charcadet yet. I was hatching eggs like a fiend, but I still have till tonight at 8 p.m. local time. Weather Week starts this Thursday the 14th. If you want to catch some cast forms, we'll go over all those information about that in the cast forms. We did a little bit last week. We'll cover that tomorrow. That's for this Thursday the 14th to get you some shiny cast forms. Litton Community Day is this weekend, the 16th. That is this Saturday from 2 to 5 p.m. your local time. We'll cover that. Raid Day is this Sunday, March 17th. And we'll split all this up between tomorrow and Wednesday. So, a lot of stuff. This is really fun. Like, this is going to be... We're getting into... This is... When it gets warmer for a lot of places, this is when Pokemon Go becomes really, really fun. No out of the day-to-day. We're just going to skip right into Pokemon TCG. There was a regional this weekend in Brazil with 536 trainers for the TCG. We will cover Go this Thursday in the Go section. Let's go over the top eight. In eighth place and seventh place, we have Roaring Moon. With sixth place, we have Entei Iron Valiant. Fifth place, we have Gardevoir EX with the meme deck that's becoming less of a meme, more of the dream. Fourth place with Lucas Pedrosa with Cloth Electrode. We have Ricardo in third place with Chimpelback Excalibur. Second place, we have Palkia. And in first, winning the tournament, Marco with Snorlax Stall Pidgeot EX. This is a deck. It's got Radiant Charizard. I love some Rotom. Mimikyu is all kind of all the, what is it called, toolbox for all the different matchups. But what this is, we're getting closer and closer to some rotation. And here soon, too, once it hits live, we'll they'll be playing. And we'll say this, too. We did officially get all of our graphics and everything together for streaming TCG this week. So if I ever have time this week, hopefully we can get everything together to start streaming some Pokemon live. And maybe we'll start hanging out with some homies as well. Maybe we'll be talking some more TCG in some other places. But that is the dream, people. Again, thank you for letting me take Friday off. This job is anything but just so flexible with you wonderful trainers. Being the bosses, that's what the Patreon is. Patreon's not just helping out the show. You're basically my bosses. I would not be here if it wasn't for you. All right, Jeff, we had the weekend off. What sound of the day did you get us for today? Thank you to Jeff and all you wonderful trainers. This is going to be a really exciting week for Go and a really exciting summer for Go. Can't wait to see you back tomorrow, trainers. Have a great rest of your day.